We will now proceed to discuss some of the important aspects of the third eye that sits in the area of your forehead. You have previously known this as the third eye center. This is where you receive various communications from the realm of Prime Creator. When your third eye is open, you are able to have aspects of clairvoyance and knowing. The opening of the third eye requires that you have a state of consciousness that can receive the beginning functions of the third eye. The third eye has two aspects that you may be slightly aware of. In the mystery schools of ancient Egypt, they were known as the left and the right eye. The right eye being the eye of Ra, the all-seeing authority that creates. The left eye is the eye of Horus. The left eye holds clairvoyance and intuition. A significant stage of these ancient mystery schools was that there were certain initiations that brought the student's state of consciousness and their former student position to the status of a mystic. And we might add that you are on a direct path to that status. Although you must be able to see beyond the Egyptian meaning and bring these concepts into the present energetic activations, there is some significant energetic pathways between the past and the present time sequence. The activation of these two eyes provide protection of the body as it develops states of refined consciousness. This protection is needed so that you can maintain the full integrity of your higher mind as you see beyond the physical world into the creative realms. Your higher mind contains all of the various aspects of your prime directive and how you use them in this lifetime. The activation of the two aspects of the third eye is the placement of the right and left eyes within the Ajna center that is within the second triad. When you create the frequency refinement that is needed in the ascension process, there is a more complete function of the second triad and the chakras that are part of it. The placement of the two aspects of the third eye is important to the further activation of the seed crystals and the lobes of the brain. When the two aspects of the third eye are placed in the Ajna center over your right and left physical eyes, the Ajna center is energetically activated to a different frequency range. These two aspects of the third eye changes and balances your ability to process complexities of thought. It enables you to create effectively as Christed beings of light. These two seed crystals above your physical eyes hold and transmit the developing refined energetics and concepts that are part of your evolving consciousness. The third seed crystal represents the all-seeing eye of Creator. It is located just above the brow of your forehead. The three activated seed crystals form a multidimensional triangular energetic configuration that holds the Ajna center. as you create with the activated right and left eye from the consciousness of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions, a unified expression begins to happen. The two hemispheres of the brain unite in an interconnected function. Everything comes into coherence. Then you can view with binocular vision. Your hemispheres fuse and unite, so concepts and energetics are not just this or that. There is an understanding of who you are in a body, but most importantly, who you are as spirit. When your energetics are coherent and unified, you never lose that understanding. It's now imprinted in the field. When the three phases of your third eye operate in unity and coherence, they are considered orbs of light that are massive and ancient. The light in each become intertwined. The energies explode into your pineal gland. The pineal begins to activate in new frequencies and becomes multi-layered. The spinning of the pineal center keeps the whole complex moving so that you have a distinct realization that you are creators of light, that you are made in the image and similitude of the source of your being. Your awareness of self as creators of light is held in the third seed crystal above the brow. That in turn reflects that into the seed crystals of the body that are now radiating in a much different light frequency. The seed crystals emit the knowing of your creative self into the lobes of the brain. Now you receive, understand, process, and create from the wisdom and knowledge of your soul spirit. These energetics are coherent and unified so that you never lose that understanding. It is now imprinted in your expanding energetic field. There's a lot going on in the medulla oblongata center, which is known as the zeal point, the ascension chakra, and the mouth of God. It is the center where cosmic energy enters the body. The medulla chakra holds cosmic intelligence and wisdom. Your etheric or ka body brain is being rewired in order for the brain to be receptive to the transmission of universal knowledge. It can direct the cosmic knowledge into all your bodies. The medulla center vibrates to the frequency of the magenta color. It connects with the pineal light energy that flows into the medulla oblongata at the base of the skull. flow of light then angles back up to the pineal gland, increasing the light that stimulates the pineal center. The medulla center and the second triad have a deca-delta manifold that is helpful when all of these centers are opening and begin to function. The second triad and the medulla oblongata have a vital role in regulating the energies when all the centers in the head area of the body begin to come online. The manifold system protects the neurology of the brain that is so quickly changing to a refined expression of light frequencies. Then the brain doesn't get overstimulated when you are reflecting on these various activations in a meditative state. In the meditative state, you are often not conscious of what is energetically happening within and around you. Your subconscious mind is very conscious and motivated to produce the stimulation in your field and higher mind. Thus, the need for a functioning manifold system. These things will not happen at once, but come online in a precise, sequential way. The manifolds are in place and activated so they can protect the body as they were intended. These things are incredible activations that are happening. Trust that these beginning activations are slow and precise. There is a recalibration that happens that brings everything else into coherence with these activations at this point.